She keeps them burners to whenever she turns that gas to them, it's going to light right up. All that's kept clean. She said a lot of times, I let stuff boil over. You know, that gas don't get cooler, it just keeps getting hotter and hotter.
Yeah.
And I'd forget it. And a lot of times, I like warm water, especially in the wintertime, to shave with. That's something else. I don't use that high-powered stuff, you know, the advertising.
Yeah.
I use the old cup, Williams or Colgate soap, and I want a pan, wash pan, what we call a wash pan. And I want to set my shaving cup right down in hot water.
What do you use to put the soap on with?
A shaving brush. Got one shaved one this morning. Mm-hmm. You saw the whole time, shaving brushes.
Oh yeah, that's what I use.
And another thing, and I've got all my neighbors, and the boys too. When they go to shave, look here, they got to get before the mayor. Shoot, I set my pan right here and take that safety razor and put that ladder on and shave. Don't have to, I don't stand up to shave. Don't want no glass at all, don't need one.
Hmm.
And why they don't train themselves, I can't understand. See the old straight blade razor with a handle on it? When I shaved with it, I had to have a glass.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore, since the safety razor came out, I've never used no mayor.
How'd you sharpen your straight razor?
Had a razor strap.
Can't
and a razor home.
Uh-huh.
I can find you some of them yet out in the storage room. Razor home and a razor strap.
They had many purposes, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. I've used a razor strap on them more than I
What does your wife use to take the clothes out to hang them up? What does she put them in?
Now, like this morning, when she gets through ironing them shirts, every one of them will be around here at the collar and this button right here. She just pushes the button though, she takes it, put this on there, then turns it this way, buttons the collar, and then the next one, then she goes right into that collar and hangs it up.
Uh-huh.
Mine's hung to their selves, and the boys are hung to his time.
But when she washes them, does she hang them out on the clothesline?
Yeah.
What does she carry them out in?
At this day and time, she used to take them out in the dishpan. The old-fashioned dishpan. But today she has a big rubber basket.
Uh-huh.
Big red one.
Mm-hmm.
She has a pen sack, clothes pen sack, that goes over her head, ties it right back here, there's a big pocket here and a big pocket there.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll fill that full of clothes. Well, it's already
mm-hmm.
And see, now she gets that on this time, but she picks up the clothes and goes out and sets it down. And she takes them out, takes these pins out of his pants.
Uh-huh.
And go further back now. And when I lived in Love County, she hung them, my clothes and the children's clothes on bushes. And wire fences.
Mm-hmm.
And when she went to get them off the wire fence, it'd take longer and longer again to get them in and then hang them out. Because them barbs would work through the clothes on the window.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she'd write more about that than anything.